A battle over water privatization is on the ballot in a small New Jersey city. When residents of Salem, New Jersey head to the polls this week, they will vote whether the town should sell its water system to a large corporation. WHYY Zoe Reed reports it would become one of more than 25 similar sales across our region over the past 5 years.
There's a competitive door-knocking campaign in the South Jersey city of Salem.
Hi, I'm Mark McDonough. I'm the president of New Jersey American Water.
Mark McDonough and his team are trying to get residents to vote yes on the sale of its water system to New Jersey American Water. A large billboard about the referendum greets drivers as they enter the small community, which sits along the Delaware River. Yard signs in favor of the sale perch in front of houses. As McDonough canvasses, he's met with mixed reactions.
I'll definitely be voting against it.
I'm a yes.
We're not going to vote for it.
The debate over water privatization has gotten so heated that some residents against the measure say their yard signs have been stolen. Salem once had a thriving glass industry, but now its downtown is full of boarded-up vacant buildings. Only about 5,300 people live here. And Salem city officials say they have no choice but to sell their drinking water in order to pay off an $11 million debt. The city says they also need help cleaning up toxic PFAS chemicals in the drinking water. One well had levels above state standards last year. But residents like Janice Roots don't buy that argument.
This has nothing to do with the PFAS in our water. They don't give a crap whether or not the PFAS problem gets fixed or not. They want to settle the debt in this city that they created.
Roots worries the investor-owned utility will raise water rates. She doesn't think she should have to pay more because of poor financing decisions made by city officials. She says while she wants the water to remain publicly owned, she says a third-party independent water authority should run it. Otho Bateman agrees. He's 78 and his sole income comes from performing in a rhythm and blues band.
I'm not making a whole lot of money. And away with the groceries, rent, and then you got these stores around here that's pushing up prices when they want to.
And he's not alone. The median yearly household income in Salem is just $26,000. Salem Mayor Jody Veller says the city's financial woes began long before she was elected. Around 2010, the city took out a state loan to improve water quality, but that system failed.
The city has a long history, and I'm not blaming anybody in the past. Everybody made the best decisions that they could make, but we've been unable to manage this system for quite some time.
The city's water and sewer system has a deficit, in part because its tax base has shrunk and there are fewer commercial customers. Peggy Gallos is from the Association of Environmental Authorities, a New Jersey trade association for publicly owned water, wastewater, and solid waste utilities. Gallo says sales of public water systems are increasing across the U.S. because of aging infrastructure and because there's less federal funding for these municipalities. But she argues that not only are investor-owned utility rates much higher than public system rates, the costs of buying these public water systems gets passed on to customers.
They're just more expensive because they have their customers have to support that return on investment number.
Gallus says states should do a better job of helping cities like Salem get funding to improve their water systems so they don't have to sell. American Water's McDonough says if the sale goes through, there's a 2-year freeze on rate hikes. He adds New Jersey American Water has assistance programs for people struggling to pay their bills. And he says private companies are in a better position to provide safer drinking water.
It's one thing to maintain an asset, which in this case, it hasn't been maintained the way it needs to be. It's another thing to be able to take that to the next level, because there are always challenges, whether it be climate variation or other emerging contaminants other than PFAS.
If enough voters agree, American Water expects the sale will close in June 2024. The company says its priority would be to design and implement a filtration system for PFAS. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.